Fire in his eyes and dirt under his fingernails. He's ready to go, everybody. It's Ron Rademacher, travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who holds the record for getting lost in the backroads of Michigan more than anybody else. It's a fact. And here he is. Ronnie, how are you?
I'm doing all right, and then some, Steve. How about you?
Well, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, you know, we want to keep track of what you're up to these days. So,
well, you know, I'm concerned, you know, that you were running off to that Michigan State basketball game, you know, buying that courtside seat at $3,100.
I'm going to try and get two of those, as a matter of fact. You know.
Exactly.
Helga's a big MSU fan, so, you know.
Buy them in pairs.
You want to go to by yourself, then you say you're at a prayer meeting, and then they show you up there on the Megatron or whatever it is with a cold one.
Yeah. So I guess Madison Square Garden is not your road trip of the week, then.
It is not the road trip of the week. The road trip of the week, and what a wonderful segue that was, is the Tawas Bay. And we'll be posting this over at Michigan News Source. You know, travel season's coming up. So I'm going to start having these, and I'll not only tell you about the location, but I'm going to tell you a bunch of stuff to do to have fun while you're there. That should be a big help.
Well, that is a big help. So tell me about the road trip of the week, then.
Well, I'll rip into Tawas Bay. By the way, if you're planning to go next weekend, April, the first weekend in April, they're having the Klondike Challenge weekend up there. Now, in case you're unfamiliar with that, it's a kayak race. And what you do, because the Osawa River is a big part of a trip to Tawas Bay, the Osawa River, they put kayaks on there, and then you paddle upstream for two and three quarters miles.
You know, and see, I thought
the boy, and you race back. So
I got it. Yeah, I thought the Klondike Challenge was how many Klondike bars can you eat in a weekend? You know,
I think it's a local beer, the Klondike beer. But so you know, that's the Osawa River, and while you're out there along the Osawa River, beautiful. There's the Lumberman's Monument. Great programs at that museum with all the history of the lumbering. There's Iago Springs, which is the sacred springs at the bottom of a 200-foot bluff, and you have to go downstairs to get to it, so be prepared, but it is well worth it. The Osawa High Banks, you can take a little trail out there. 300 feet above the river, you're not going to be able to see the kayakers because you're going to be too far inland, but that's a beautiful spot. So there's three things to go and do.
Yeah.
You've got the lighthouse, Tawas Bay Lighthouse. They have tours there, and it's famous for bird watching. You know, the birds are starting to fly through, so that's a great migration point. The Sandhill Cranes will be coming through on their way back north, so you got that. If you don't want to have all that kind of fun.
Man, you've got it all.
Just take a drive on the River Road. It's a National Scenic Byway, two of them in Michigan. There are National Scenic Byways, and that's got lots of pull-offs so you can just sit and enjoy the beautiful scenery. And finally, there's the Corsair Trail System, which is right there. Excellent hiking trails, great for hiking, and, Steve,
yeah,
there's some really good mushroom spots.
Two things. Well, I'll get back to the mushroom thing. There are only two scenic byways, and Michigan has some of the most fabulous roadways along, you know, the Great Lakes and different places. There's only two scenic byways?
No, there are two national scenic byways.
Oh.
We have dozens of scenic byways, but the United States of America designates some scenic byways as being so beautiful that they make the national. And Michigan is unique in that we have two.
Now,
so,
surprised we've got three or four. By the way, reports coming in from south of here, Tennessee. Morel mushrooms are in. Just letting you know.
Yeah.
In Tennessee. And, you know, so they're working, they're marching north.
They're marching north. And you say you're surprised we don't have more than two national scenic byways, but it's because of what I can only term ignorance. I read an article out of California the other day, which called the Mackinac Bridge one of Michigan's best-kept secrets. I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do when you got that level of stupidity out there? So,
well, they're from California.
They'll catch up. You know, one of these days they'll take a drive along Lake Superior and say, oh, gee willikers, this is pretty scenic too.
Yeah. Gee willikers.
So, yeah. Gee willikers.
Yeah.
So you got that, all that going on. And, by the way, so you know, today is World Water Day. Yeah, so drink lots of water, whether you want to or not.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. I see something here that I find near and dear to my heart in Grand Rapids, because I have them in my yard.
Oh, the Bluebird Festival.
Well, I don't have a festival. I mean, the Bluebirds here think they're having a festival.
Yeah, especially if you throw some treats out there for them.
Right.
Yeah, March 25th, Grand Rapids, the Spring Bluebird Festival. As you and I have discussed, bird watching is a massively growing sport, pastime out there. So they can do it all at this thing. They got feeders, they got nest boxes, they got educational exhibits. They got some people who will tell you all about bluebirds, and then they've got a nature hike at the bunker center, which is guided. And the bluebirds, I saw robins here about six days ago.
Yeah.
And lots and lots of species of birds are showing up here over on the west side of Michigan. So Bluebird Festival coming up. The RV camping show is coming up in Traverse City. And Ludington celebrates its 150th birthday this year. They got a kickoff this weekend with some speeches and such. But the big party, which we'll be talking about, is June 9 through 11, where they will be in the streets celebrating.
Party in the streets. There you go.
There it is.
If you want to have your event, birthday, monument, or bird feeder featured, go to MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com. It'll also get written up by Ron, as he mentioned, on MichiganNewsSource.com. And there you have it. There you have it. Well, I got to clean my blue. Hope it's not too late. I got to clean my bluebird houses because they won't use them.
You got to get on that.
That's right.
All right.
Ron Rademacher, there he goes, back into his bluebird house himself. Tweet, tweet, tweet. See you, Ronnie.
Beep.
Chirp, chirp. It's Eddie Ray. We'll be back in a moment here on the Steve Gruber Show.